We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 18. Sukhdeva Goswami describing in front of Parikshit Maharaj how Krishna within the Vrindavan is enjoying, especially with cows and with cowherd boys. In Vrindavan, by Krishna's Chit Shakti, eternal potency, it manifested. With varieties of trees, flowers, fruits, honey, and pure Jamuna water, and simple Brajavasis, they are very simple cows. We don't want so many, we don't want so many paraphernalias, material paraphernalias of our life. We want simple things. We want rice, and dal, sabji, bas. Simple. And that we can produce. Before the wood is there, Brajavasis, they are not going to Delhi market. No. They are doing everything. Cultivating wheat, cultivating fruits, milking cows, tending cows. Yes, simple life. And Krishna want to enjoy with them. Actually, we are in agitation due to this cause. What is the cause behind your agitation? Always, we are dealings, or we can say every moment we are dealings with material persons. They have so many desires, these persons. They have so many desires. That means we have our own nature. We don't have chance within a working period to pacify our nature. You understand? Like a farmer, maybe he is an angry person, but he is a farmer. When he is coming to his field, he has no chance to show his angerness. To whom he will show his angerness? To grains? To rice field? Rather, when you see the rice field, the vegetables, he is pacifying his nature. Krishna created nature for that. And in Vrindavan Jogbaya, Vrinda Devi created such a beautiful environment just for Krishna's pleasure. Yeah. In West you can see the painting, painting pictures. In Russia, I know, but I don't know about UK. Everyone in their house, most you can find the fishes, water, you can say like mountains, landscapes. Why? Billion of dollars, their house is billion of dollars, but they want these things. They want to see the nature. Yes. Nice wife, nice children, nice job, money, everything is there. But unless they will see the nature, they cannot pacify their agitations. Yeah. Therefore, Krishna created. This is Krishna's nature's blessing towards human being. But we are now destroying nature, cutting trees. Everywhere concrete, road is concrete, building, everything. We are destroying. But we can see even in summer, yesterday we are hearing how in summer, in Vrindavan, the nature of spring, you can see the nature of spring in summer. This is nature's gift, we can say in another word. The nature's gift, Krishna's gift. Krishna's gift for human being. Nature is Krishna's gift for human being. Oh, you have lust, you have anger, you have greed. You will die unless you deal with the nature. Krishna knows. Many varieties of trees, flowers, fruits. When you see, you can pacify. Yeah. You see, this is Krishna's gift. Even general people, they are not praying to Krishna. They don't know where is Krishna. They are working in the field, producing grain, and without offering they are eating. But still you see, Krishna, for their body, for their maintenance, he is creating different vegetables in different season. Now this is mango season. Banana? Yeah, mangoes. After 1 month you can find enough mango in India. Yeah, if you want, you can stay. 3 months, enough. June, July, August, September, up to September. Mangoes. Krishna knows. Krishna is supplying through the nature, bananas, potatoes, rice, dal, sabjis, everything. But we are destroying Krishna's, this nature, which is a gift for human being. But you see in Vrindavan, the wind lifting over the waves of the lakes and flowing river carried away the pollen of many varieties of lotus. Yes, always wind, you can say the scented. Yes, the wind is always carrying the aroma of lotus. Yeah, the Mogra flower, like in summer. Although heavy, scorching it in daytime, but night time, even within the village, you can see. You can find a nice smell night time. Even, yes, not artificial aroma, no. Krishna created. You see, you just go, in that time you go to our garden, you can see this aroma is coming. This is Krishna's gift. Yes, I am demanding. When we are small, we never know about mosquitoes. No? Everywhere, people are using cow dungs. And if someone force you to sleep within the mosquito net, oh, you, at that time, we feel sophisticated. Oh, I cannot sleep there. Within a house, there is another house. When we are small, we look like that. What is that? I don't want to stay. We want free air. Everyone in village, they are sleeping, especially in summer, with a small mat outside their verandas. Open verandas. No mosquitoes. Morning you wake up, you can see all female, male, everyone sleeping outside. Within the road, yes. Just smearing cow dung in evening. And they are sleeping. Such a simple life. Now, no more. You can't find. At that time, so nice. Yeah, everyone dealing with the nature, therefore, they're pacifying their own natures. And in Vrindavan, Krishna was enjoying there. Cool the entire Vrindavan areas. Thus, the residents there did not suffer from the heat generated by the blazing, summer sun and the seasonal forest fires. Yeah. Generally in forest, there is fire in summer. Sometimes heavy wind came and the trees, they just slide with each other in little fire. But Prajavasis, they never, Krishna is there. Nature is there, Krishna is there. Yes. This is Vrindavan. Agadha toya radini tato tato mivir. Brabat purisya puline samantatam nayatra chandang sukara bisolvanam bhuvora samsadbalitam chagrun krunyate. With their flowing waves, the deep rivers drenched their banks, making them damp and muddy. Thus, the rays of sun, which were as as poison, could not evaporate the earth's sap or touch its green grasses. Yes. With their flowing waves, the deep rivers drenched their banks. Yes, like Jamuna water, always full of water, even in summer. Yeah, because in summer, you know, Jamuna came from Jamunatri, Himalaya. And in summer, this ice start to melt, then more water. Yeah, in India this is different. Sometimes flood happen. Sometimes in summer, little rain happen, then flood also. Because water is coming from Himalaya. Now government is creating dams. Yeah, they are creating dams and checking the waters before. Oh, direct from Himalaya, Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati's, always starts to melt in summer, more waters. And in Vrindavan always, not like now you see, Vrindavan always dry. Now Jamuna, this is not Jamuna water, there is no one drop Jamuna water. Only sewage waters, Delhi sewage waters, yes. But at that time, none of the Brajavasis, they don't feel any scorching heat because full water was there within the river, but means in Jamuna, and waves are coming, and green grasses, and the mud, yeah, the earth is always like wet, damp. So what is necessary for AC or cooler or fan? No, there heavy wind, nice aroma, and even the earth is like wet, green grasses everywhere. This is Vrindavan. This is not speculation or this is not imagination. Yeah, we have what is in Srimad Bhagavatam, when we are in village, we have all these experiences. Yes. Especially those are staying nearby these rivers. Yeah, when I was reading from 5th to 10th class, I was staying nearby river. I know how to swim in the river. Yeah. And how to cross river when flood is coming within the boat. You know. And you know, most of the time, in Saturday and Sunday, whole night we are sleeping in the sand of river. Whole night. No mosquitoes, nothing else. Water is there. Sand, dry sand. With one gamcha, just make sand level and plain. Just we are sleeping. And if you want, pillows, and make sand like that, like pillows. We are sleeping with our friends. Whole night. And you know, after 1 p.m., 1 a.m. night, you cannot sleep. You feel like most of the time we have bed sheets or something to cover your body. So heavy wind, night time. Yeah. Mango trees nearby this. Mango trees. Many trees. But what? Now everything is finished. Everyone is just there. You can say they're attacking nature. Attacking nature. Therefore, this is the reaction. Nature don't have power. You understand? Nature have own power, but it's just when we are destroying nature, the reaction is coming. Like this virus, everything. You can find so many. When I was small, I know I am reminding still these birds. You cannot find these birds. There was a bird, I don't know its English name. Vulture. Yes, vulture. Nowadays you don't find vultures. Big, big vultures. You know how many miles vultures, especially there for these pilots, vultures, they are like enemy. Most of the time, flight crash due to this vulture. And there is a instruction. Yeah. There is an instruction for a common person. Yeah. About vulture. A vulture may be in the sky. But where is his vision? His vision, where is a dead body? Vulture is in sky. But his vision always, his attention always, where is dead body? A material person, however elevated he may be, his consciousness is always towards low, towards material things. Vultures, you cannot find vulture no more in India. I don't know about West. No? Why? Oh, they're big, big, dead, you can't find. You know why? Why Krishna created vulture? Although they're always eating flesh, dead bodies, especially cows, goats, anything, just throw it, they'll come. People are helping everyone. People, they're helping. And there is a saying, I don't know what is it, it's fact. When we are small, we have crows and vultures. Crow's uncle is vulture. There is a saying. Once you throw some dead cows or some things, crow inform. Crow knows, he will went where vultures are. Most of the times, vultures, actually not most of the time, vultures are staying always in palm trees. Palm trees. And crow will went there and inform them. In such a way, he will follow, they will follow crows and they will come. Because crow don't have power to remove the skin. First you have to remove the skin, then you can eat the flesh. But crow don't have. How can you say, his beaks are not so strong. So vulture is required. But now you cannot find vulture. Why they did? Why they die? Why they went? You know how? Because due to this mobile tower. This mobile, yeah. Over our head, still magnetic power is going on. Therefore, you see in Kali Yuga, everyone is irritated. Because we have mobile phone. The waves is coming, magnetic waves is coming. Therefore, now even scientists saying, when you are sleeping, don't keep mobile nearby your head. No, you can't use. Then you cannot sleep properly. Even your computers, if some electronic things are there, they are saying, don't sleep in that room. All these are artificial things. What to do? You know, due to these magnetic waves, the female vultures, they are unable to give eggs. Yeah, they are giving eggs. She is giving egg, but it not turned to child. Yeah, turns to bird. Therefore, finish. Not only that, vulture. Another bird was there. I saw many birds. So nice. It looks totally yellow. Yellow birds. From one tree to another, one tree to another, always yellow. Chung, 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 chung. Yellow birds. In Uriya, we called Haldi Basanta. Haldi, in like turmeric color. This bird. Eyes little black. Very nice bird. Simple bird. You can't find. Only crow. Because he like meat, fish, stool. And human also like. Therefore now they are a friend. And mentality is a crow mentality. You know, crow always come, eating remnants. And human mentality is like that. Crow mentality is always. Therefore you can see only crow. We are a destroying nature. We have so many birds, so many snakes, so many insects before. And Krishna created all these actually creatures for us, to help us. You know, like this virus. I can say, I'm not a scientist, but I know something. When all these magnetic towers, magnetic waves are going and coming, going 24 hours. So many healthy germs, you know, within the night time Krishna created. I'm not a scientist, but I know something from Vedic books. When sunlight is there, so many healthy germs daytime also very helpful. Because when we are inhaling, the germs are going inside. In daytime, these germs are required for our, how can I say? Immune system. But night time, some germs also require. The night time, these germs are created because there is no sunlight. You understand? Yeah. We are sleeping. Some germs are healthy and some germs are not also healthy. But now what is happening, either in daytime or in night time, because due to these magnetic waves, all healthy germs destroy. And not only for the waves, rather for this petrol, you are using petrol, gas, cooking in gas, pollution, due to carbon dioxide, all the healthy germs. Yes, by inhalation, inhale, yes, I'm forgetting. By inhale, you can take these germs inside. They will give you strength to protect other germs. Now, in our environment, no such germs. This is the problem. Therefore, easily. Not only that things, foods also, no food value. You understand? No food value. We call it food value. Food value means rice have food values, vitamins. Dal, sabjis, no food value, we call it. Nutrition. No food value. So only for our tongue and belly. Tasty and just to fulfill. I am just reminding. When I was small, anyone, if he is cooking any sabji within the village, he is cooking this dal. urad dal. Oh, he's cooking mung dal. When there's a Sprite, immediately you can know. So nice aroma. Anything. Now everywhere only you can know non-veg. Yeah, non-veg things. Only this bad order, only. And vegetable when we are cooking, you cannot find any aroma. No food value. Creating a disturbance. Yes, for ourselves, by killing this nature. Yes. So we are inviting such a great danger. Therefore, Prabhupada said, simple living. Why is that farming project? Why is that? Even in West, Prabhupada said, no, farming project. Leave Vrindavan. Don't want electricity with Prabhupada. Don't want. You should produce your own things. Yeah, then you can maintain simplicity. You understand? Simple life connected with simplicity. More someone deals with nature, more he becomes simple. More he deals with medicine, more he is in agitation. Yes. This is the problem. And you see in Vrindavan, with their flowing waves, the deep rivers drench their banks, making them damp and muddy. Damp and muddy. Yes. Thus the ray of sun, which were as pits as poison, could not evaporate the earth sap. Yes. When there is water. Sun's duty in summer. Just evaporate. But rough water is there and green grasses. And from fountain. Yes. From fountain this. How can I say? This water vapor. Wind just carrying the water vapor. This was Vrindavan. Yeah. Krishna like, although Krishna went to Mathura and Dwaraka, like cities, Mathura is like city, Dwaraka, but Krishna was not happy. Krishna was not happy. Although we were saying Dwaraka Dham, Mathura Dham, but Krishna like Vrindavan. Because cows are there, nature is there, Bajvasis are there. Yeah. Vanam Kusumitam Srimad Nadad Chitra Mrugadijam Gayan Mayura Brahmaram Kujit Kokila Sarasam. Flowers beautifully decorated the forest of Vrindavan. And many varieties of animals and birds filled it with sound. The peacocks and the bee sang. And the cuckoo and the crane cooked. This is Vrindavan. Yeah, you know. I don't know. Before we don't have watch. When I was small, we don't have watch. When I was small. Like our fathers, 10 years before our father, they never saw watch. Even bicycle. If some bicycle, someone using bicycle, most rich person, they want to go there to see. It's called, oh, bicycle. Cycle. You know how they know the time? In daytime, through sun, and nighttime, through moon. Even moon is not there, through stars. They can know. And through birds. Nighttime, many variety of birds are there. One bird is there. I don't find this bird. I don't know. Yeah, we are in Greenfield, but nearby the village, you can find this bird. We call it Dhauka. Sitamata, Ramji, they are sleeping within the forest and whole night Lakshman is guarding. 12 years. Just imagine. He was such a servant. Yeah. And he was preparing the bed. Bed means, you know, bed means only through the leaves. Collecting some grasses, dry grasses and leaves. He was preparing bed and Mother Sita and Sri Ram, they used to sleep there. And whole night he was guarding. Maybe tiger will come, maybe demons will come. But how they know? Morning, they have to take morning bath, morning time. When the birds start to, they start to sing, they create sound. Then Ramji, he will say to Sita, wake up now, this is time, I have to go to fountain to take bath, cold bath. No much. It was meditant. And this bird, in India we have this bird, we know, our father mother, they used to know, oh, this bird is now, oh, hen, you know this hen? just 3 to 4, 3M to 4M, they'll go, 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 go. You don't know, hens? Like chickens, you understand? Yeah. Cock. Yeah. Yeah. Legitimate sound. Just 3 to 4. And this is mentioned. Ramji hearing the hand sound. Chicken sound. In forest there is chicken. Where the chicken came? The hands before. Chickens there before in forest. Human just trickle blood. Yeah. They create sound and Ramji will come. Yeah. No alarm. But not necessary. Many variety of birds. Not only hands, chickens, another bird is there, a big bird, is brown color, big brown color. Yeah. Sometimes he is eating some small snakes, but his good quality, within 3:30 to 4, will create sound, big sound. Whole villagers, they can hear. He is staying nearby the ponds. Big sound. Krishna's. Yes. Oh, when I was in West, I saw, you know, sometimes, yeah, I saw in Singapore, when once you enter to their house, they have some like pipes and some things is there. To just hear tunings. Yeah, not necessary in India before. Always in our house, we have. When I saw these things, I remarked, if there is wind, then sound will come. If there is no wind, nothing else. But you know, our mothers used to wear bangles. Every time you can hear within the, if you have five brothers, then they have five wives. They have bangles. Whole day. And you know, when they are using hand grinders, sometimes we say, no, just stop it. So then what the trick with their cloths, with small piece of cloth, they just bind. And they just grind it. So that bangles will not broken. Yeah. How can you know someone is married or not? Now this is a problem. Therefore, a lusty person is developing his lust towards any woman. Because everyone is wearing pants. Who is daughter, who is mother, even difficult to recognize. Yeah, this. But in India, we know whether he's married or not. Once married, we don't want to look. Even a lusty person, no, he's married. She's married. Bengal. Small. Once they matured, first they start to wear bangles. One, two. But once they married, more bangles. Not only bangles. Again, we call them sindur. I don't know. This red one. Yeah. That. But once husband die, then the widows. Empty hand means like widows. Yeah, this is a sign of widow. They cannot wear different, you know, widows, they can't wear different color dresses. Only white. India's system is so nice before, because all are following before Vedic lives. Oh, this culture came. Only for money, they just destroy everything. Yes. So nice, these bards. I'm just reminding these bards. And a small bard used to stay within the mud huts, you know, small birds. Always going here and there. Many varieties of birds before. Small. Oh, everything. Now artificial sound you see everywhere. Before natural sounds. And Vrindavan was flowers beautifully decorated, the forest of Vrindavan and many varieties of animals and birds filled it with sound. Animals, jackals, dogs, tiger, yeah, they are not furious in Vrindavan. No, the peacock and bee sang. Yes, and the cuckoo, it is cuckoo bird, is staying in water. In water, another. Yeah, and the cranes.
क्रीड्यमानस्तत् कृष्ण भगवान वलसायुतं वेणु विरयनं गोपै गोधनै संवृतवीसत्.
Intending to engage in pastime, Lord Krishna and Supreme Personality, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, accompanied by the Lord Balram and surrounded by the cowherd boys and the cows enter the forest of Vrindavan as he play his flute. This is after describing the Vrindavan. Now how Krishna with cowherd boys with cows entering to Vrindavan. Before describing a past and describing a Leela, he wants to impress on our mind how Vrindavan is so beauty. Yes. Full of nature. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, yesterday we were discussing something in Oriya. And the nature, Prakriti Sundari, the beautiful nature, she manifested. Yes. Knowingly she manifested by order of Vrinda Devi. Best, you can see these beautiful forms. Yes. Now, this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs. Yes. Krishna Lila Hari Prakriti Sundari. Nature knows. She knows. Krishna will perform some Leela. And she manifested best. You can see the beautiful flower, animals, mountains, everything. Yeah. Krishna Lila Hari Prakriti Sundari Vistareche Subhavane. Yes. And Sakis Sugita Nartane Sava Sakhi Gane Tushise Jugalathana. And coward boys and gopis, their duty just by singing and dancing, they want to please Radha and Krishna. This is Vrindavan. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying, he said, I don't want to go to my house or go to my home. Bharana Jaiva Vane Pravesi. To see, to remind. I want to stay with Vrindavan. I want to stay with gopis, with coward boys, with Krishna. I don't want to go to my house, my home. Yeah. Yes. Home means material life. My home, my... Yeah. And our home is temple. If someone is grasped in Krishna consciousness, his house is like a temple. All temples, principles should be there. Offering, even with not such gorgeous, you can say, status. Simple. Somewhat saving, always morning, evening, and kirtan, chanting, yes, decorating with little flower. This is like temple. Otherwise, only you want to enjoy and earn money, just eating and sleeping. What is that? That is not life. That is Maya's, Maya family, Maya's. Gharena jaiva vane pravesiva ulila rasaratare. When I saw all these Leelas, so I want to release Radha Krishna's Leelas within the Vrindavan. So nice Vrindavan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I don't want to go to my house, to my home. I will go enter into Vrindavan. Why? Olira Rasaratare. I want to release this mellow. Tajikula Laja Bhaja Vraja Rajam. Vinoda Minati Kare. I am Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I am just repeatedly praying to you, begging. Or I can say, approaching you, give up all sort of so-called dharmas, teji kula laja, your traditional or family, you can say like your family tradition, and so-called religion, and also laja. Laja means I can say like same. I can say proper word. Shyness. Just give up your shyness. Oh, if I put tilak, what people will say? If I'll perform bhakti, I'll chant, what people will say? He said, teji kula laja bhaja braja raja. Give up everything. But just serve and chant Krishna. Krishna's name. And this is my request to one and all. But the doctor said, yeah, you cannot please everyone in this material world. We are not coming. And especially, those are devotees, they should trend their life or their mood with that impression. I'm not a devotee to please the whole world. My life is only for Guru and Krishna. You cannot please. You try your best to please everyone. You cannot please. They have unlimited material desires. How can? Even Krishna, he is allowing. Okay, you have unlimited material desire. Just go one. Go from one species to another species. Go from one species to another. Krishna is allowing them. We are not coming here to please everyone. Therefore, Prabhupada used to say, to pleasing everyone is not to pleasing anyone. You don't know. If someone is, it is another type of hookedness. When you focus to please everyone, you cannot please anyone. And rather, sometimes you cannot please Guru and Krishna. To pleasing everyone means not to please anyone. So, actually this is not pleasing. When you want to please everyone means, they will give me reputation. Name, fame, prestige and reputation. Therefore, we are trying our best to please everyone. This is, Bhaktisiddhanta Sisu Thakur used to say, this is mutual pleasing war. Mutual pleasing war. Always I have to say, oh Prabhuji, you are very good. And he said, oh yeah, you are also good. You are a pure devotee. Oh, you are also pure devotees. Therefore, everyone is saying, he is pure devotee. He is pure devotee. And, you have to say pure devotee, he will say pure devotee. Yes. You have many faults, I have many faults. Yes, like Gurudev used to say, and urea, there is a saying, you are passing urine in night time, I am also passing urine in night time. Just every day, we have to clean our mat. Better just sleep in one mat, because we have same habit. We will sleep in one mat. This is going on now. You have some fault, just keep inside. I have some fault, just keep inside. You praise me, I will praise you. Mutual pleasing war. This is not our. No. Our life is to please Guru and Krishna. We came to Krishna consciousness for that purpose. Whether I will try my best to please Guru and Krishna. With this effort, if someone please with my nature, he may please. If not, I have no business with them. We cannot please everyone. And Gurudev used to say, try to please Guru, then everyone will please. Don't think I will please everyone, then I will please Guru. No. Try to please Guru, spiritual master. If spiritual master please, then everyone will please. Even if someone is not pleased, don't worry for that, because spiritual master is pleased. Prabhupada changed such a whole world. How many of his God brother was pleased with that activities? You cannot please. And especially God brother. They are saying God brother. Very difficult. This is very difficult. You can convince everyone, you can even you see Krishna face to face, but still in front of your God brother, you are same nonsense. Very difficult to please God brother. I used to say to my all my God brothers, okay, you are forcing me or do this thing. But I know. Can you show me someone with his God brother starting a mission? Can you show me? He started a mission for his guru. Can you show me any Vedic history? No. You see, Bhaktisiddhanta Sisu Thakur left, splitted. Yes, very difficult. Only Prabhupada. He knows this will happen. He was empowered by Mahaprabhu. He makes such a law and order, such a nice management. No one can break. It's gone. Even something disagreement is there, but Prabhupada's principle is going on. This idea came from Mahaprabhu. Yes, generally, Guru, this is common. If father passed among the God brothers, among the brothers, there are always disagreement. They just divide their properties. This is common in India. Same, if spiritual father passed, same. But Prabhupada knows. He was such an empowered person, he knows. We met this committee, GVC, all these things. A decent, I'm going to say, his power is not in one hand. And decentralizing the power. Prabhupada, in such a way, he just using this, decentralizing the power. Everyone is powerful, no one is powerful in his car. Whether you know or not. Suppose, everyone is powerful, no one is powerful. Suppose you are now powerful here, you are doing everything. Okay, GVC will say, you cannot. Local devotee will write down something. Say, you cannot stay here. Okay, pack your luggage, go away. Yeah, even GVC is saying, oh, I am GVC. Okay, local devotee said, no, we don't want you. We want to change our GVC. Temple president, devotees can change. Everyone is powerful, no one is powerful. Prabhupada knows. If I will make this policy, decentralize the power, then this mission will continue. One man power means problem will come. He was empowered by Mahaprabhu. He was empowered. Yes. Totally empowered. Totally empowered person. He sent by Mahaprabhu to this world. Therefore, 10,000 years, this moment will continue. Prabhupada knows. This is good. No one can develop proud. You cannot say, oh, I just promoted this place. No, this is cons. Someone will come and say, hey, give up. This is cons. Then you have to pack luggage, you have to go there. Yeah, you have to go somewhere. Yeah, it's good. No, give up. Taji kula laja bhaja braja raja binanda minati kare. I, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I am requesting you, just give up everything. Your family, your so-called religion. Yes, Krishna is my life and Krishna is my soul. Krishna is my life and soul, everything. I want to release this mellow. Yeah. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's prayer to one and all. Therefore, we are devotees. This is our, we can say, best luck, good luck. Yes. Came in line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially Bhakti Vinod. We call Bhakti Vinod Dhara. Rupa Goswami's our parampara is Gaudiya. And we are following mostly Rupa Goswami's teachings. And the essence of Rupa Goswami's teachings and guidelines are in Bhakti Vinod Thakur's Upanayan. Therefore, our line is called Bhakti Vinod Dhara. Because Vedic, especially Gaudiya Vaishnava is a very deep philosophies are there. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives specific lines. Yes. The day when Bhaktivinoda Thakur passed, Bhaktivedanta Swami Thakur in his lecture, he was saying, my Gurudev always informing me, hey, just inform to your father, he should not stay in Calcutta. This is Maya's capital. Kali's capital. He should not stay there. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur with his folding hand, he is saying, he is not staying in Maya's capital, or you are not staying in this material world. Always you and my father, always, all of you, acharyas, personified acharyas, always you are in nearby the Radhakund. Don't try to test me, he said to his guru. Yes, don't try to test me. Although he was in Calcutta, but he is in Radhakund. You are also always in Radhakund. Then he just mom. Guru Gurudev Babaji became mom. He goes so happy. He said, yes, this is Guru's, this is devotion towards Guru. I am so pleased. And the day when Bhaktivinoda Thakur passed, this information came. Then he was in Mayapur. He went to Krishnanagar to catch up one train so that he can go to see his guru, his father. But he went up to 5. Night 7, he don't find any train. In 5 p.m. he find out on train, and in 7 or 7:30 he find out. As he just reached in Bhakti Bhavan, where he saw everyone is crying, this place was. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, he just mentioning in his lecture, when I saw there, I became so happy. Yeah. Today is the perfection day for me. My father got perfection. It's perfection day. And he said, I went to my mother. Mother was staying separately. Father was, at that time, he was retired. He was performing bhajan. I went there to see my mother. What is my mother's feeling? When I saw my mother was very grave. Because I went there to pacify or to speak something. But when I saw his very, I'm going to say, grave. Oh, I feel fear to say some things. He was not thinking about husband or something. He's very grave, looks like from different world. I just pay obeisance, I written. I just, I'm going to say, finish all this ritual Yes. Services. Then I went to my mother. And I said to my mother, "Mother, today is like Siddhi Prapti. My father got perfection today. I don't have any lamentation." Yes. He went to Golok Vrindavan. He was from Golok Vrindavan. And my mother said to me, mother said, "Oh, he gave you the place in Mayapur. Mayapur is your place. Mayapur is your place. He is your capital." I said, "He is your capital. And your father gave. And your father, many times in front of me, he is always appreciating you. He bless you so much. So much. And let you go to Mayapur. Let you should stay in Mayapur. This is like a capital for you. And you just rule. You just spare Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's moment." Mother allowing. This is Bhakti Vinod. Bhakti Vinod always. He was always meditating. Always praying to Mahaprabhu. "Please give me one son who can preach the Siddhantas. Your Siddhantas." Yes, therefore he founded Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And we are following his principles. Yeah, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur requesting Vinoda Minadikare. Yeah. We are discussing that point. I went there. We cannot please everyone in this world. Why will reject? Sometimes we are rejecting father, mother, everything. To please everyone, from that point we went. To please everyone means not to please anyone. We came here to please Guru and Krishna. Even very difficult to please your own man. Yeah. Our mood is to focus on Guru Krishna. Yeah. If someone is helping, someone is coming, let him please. Otherwise, we don't have problem. Then we will have many personal desires, personal opinions. We cannot please everyone. Yeah. So this is Vrindavan. Everywhere, bumblebees creating sound, cuckoo bird, yeah, cranes, yes, bees, peacocks, animals, birds, filled with sounds, yes. And above all, Krishna's flute. And cows, always creating sound. Yeah. And this is our own place. Krishna is by playing Krishna, by playing flute. This is the message towards us. A Gurudev used to say, why Krishna is playing flute? For many purposes are there, but one purpose for us. What is that? You don't have power to call me. You don't have desire to come to me, but I am calling you. Come. Therefore, he is playing flute. You are suffering, but still you are not praying, not calling to me, and you don't know how to pray me, how to call me, but I know. Therefore, through fruits, I am calling you. Come here, don't stay in this world. You are suffering. Therefore, he is always carrying fruit and playing fruits. Don't stay, come to me. Yes, this is Krishna's business. Okay, tomorrow we'll hear about Vrindavan. Jai. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada Gurudev ki jai. Radha Madhava Gaur Sundar ki jai. Nitai Gautam Anand.